red shoulder. It could not look into its own eyes to see its unceasing intensity, as I do now, while it lies helpless under bluebottles and greenies, talons clutching grass in spasms, its eyes saying no, and what is this? Its scraped breast heavy with a push-pull for breath. The dove must have been close, their powers both wide open and rolling towards the communal dive into the maple, where the tangle of limbs knocked it apart into the snarl of splayed wings and pain. New to the ambushes of wires and cars, to the implacable solidity of everything of the earth, it followed its youth here. When it died, I wanted its ardor for air to go on, its configurations of air. And I thought of how many men whose names came easily to mind I would have put down to have kept it in motion. That doctrine a lie, as soon as I said it aloud, seized up in rage, seized up by love. But only this hawk kept the innocence it never had to earn.